The Chinese immigrants and Chinese immigrants are not happy right now. Hold on, I got a song for that. The Chinese immigrants and Clinton Hill are not happy right now.
Where's Clinton happy. Hill?
Brooklyn.
Thanks, honey. Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, not for them. They sound pissed.
No. They sound pissed. They're not happy.
So apparently we're not live on the CDM Rumble, and I don't know why that is, and can't fix it from here. So everybody who's not hearing us on the CDM Rumble, check us out on one of the other seven places that we stream to. Welcome to the Colorado Show, everybody. It is July 28th. It's my husband's birthday. He's 47.
Happy birthday to your husband.
Thank you.
In case you didn't know, this is the Colorado Show.
This is going to be a good show.
That's it. We're dropping an album. That's it.
On Rumble. Okay. Let somebody else fix that. All right. So we have so much. We have so much to talk about.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah. It's the Olympics.
oh really okay,
yeah. And in the opening ceremony some dude's nuts fell out.
Hold on, hold
for processing. I have it here.
I missed that part.
Thank God. Yeah, I'm gonna, because it's a family show, I'm gonna show you. See,
jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, totally appropriate.
Oh my god,
if I can make this louder.
I heard the French aren't too happy about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, nobody's happy about it, but you are correct that French bishops are kind of pissed.
Yeah,
from Zero Hedge, French bishops blast Olympic mockery of Christianity while MSM hails unprecedented display of inclusivity.
Why do you have your nuts out on TV? Why do you have your nuts out on TV?
Hey, inclusivity means never having to tuck your nuts.
Don't tuck your nuts if you're inclusive.
The French Bishops' Conference of the Catholic Church has blasted the Olympic Games opening ceremony for its excesses and provocations, which sought to make a mockery of Christianity. There's no question about that. But I had kind of an interesting observation of this. So there's the Last Supper scene, right? And they've got a whole bunch of trans, male to female trans people dressed up like some pagan caricatures.
Right.
And everybody was pissed about it. And I mean, I'm not thrilled about it, right? But you know what, Mike, I kind of came into my head.
What?
God says, don't make images of me. Oh, and what's that?
I mean, it was a valiant attempt, but this was from that in reality. But
well, no, but like in terms of the Last Summer painting, right?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Monuments, or you know what? All the God says, don't make images. And images are being perverted and defaced, and people are pissed about it. And it's like, well, hang on a second. God said, don't make images. I just thought that was interesting. I didn't love this. There were parts of it that I thought were cool. I thought the Marie Antoinette thing was cool. And I'm sure there's all sorts of Luciferian imagery that, you know, I'm complicit in now for it. But they had rock stars, metal band guys on the side of a castle, all in different spots, just going to town on their instruments while they have, you know, this setup of a headless and headless Marie Antoinette holding her head in her hands, and then they had the person's face. The pyrotechnics. I mean, that it was it, the production value on some of the stuff.
The production value on the satanic ritual was great.
I was talking to Ab earlier.
Here we go. Satan is okay as long as there's pyro.
Disavow. No. Okay. All right. So, yes, it was obviously Luciferian. The production value was pretty good on some of that stuff. I thought that the Eiffel Tower light show was really cool. And I was talking to Absolute, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they made the sigil of Satan with those lights. All of it.
Oh. As long as there's special effects, you can be Satanist.
The minions, they had this whole like 5 minute, it was probably like 90 seconds, God. But it felt really long. The minion, they had a whole segment of minion, which is just a movie. It's like an animated movie. Right? Yeah. That was lazy. That felt very lazy in the production.
I saw Minions on South Beach. That's nothing.
Yeah, and minions are annoying enough without making them French.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them on South Beach. Everybody's like, oh, Minions! Like, shut up.
All right, back to this. The French bishops expressed their thoughts to Christians worldwide who were hurt by the excess and provocation of certain scenes, as we detailed previously. It included at least 10 men in drag performing a reenactment of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper, along with many other sexualized scenes that included a man with his testicles exposed, hanging out of his outfit. The opening ceremony included scenes of derision and mockery of Christianity, which we deeply deplore. The statement continued. So, you know, good on the French Catholic bishops for speaking out. Did any American Catholic bishops speak out?
Buckner. I don't know about bishops, but I know that the football player that told everybody that they should strive for family, and he got cooked for it. Mike Johnson spoke out.
The one that the guy that said have babies, and everybody was like, a misogynist.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump Jr. spoke out. Even Andrew Tate spoke out. You know what I'm saying? So
Andrew Tate never misses an opportunity to speak out. So what else
Andrew Tate said something a while back. He's like, when are the Christians going to start manning up? He's like, I'm a Muslim, but he's like, I don't understand why y'all just tolerate this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a very interesting point, because there's a lot of that. Like James Lindsay, Conceptual James on Twitter, is an agnostic. Mm-hmm. And he is, I think, waiting for Christians to realize what's happening. And lately he sounds like an evangelical trying to rally people. And I think that there are a lot of people who have been skeptical of Christianity who are watching Christians during this time and are probably, if you know, you're looking at the majority, probably pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
We gotta flip some tables.
Well,
let's start with the Last Supper table in Paris.
It's the headache that comes after flipping the table. You know what I mean? Mm. That's the reason why a lot of people are so like chill, right?
And they've already
won. Like for instance, they're gonna hate me for this one, but hey, you know, it is what it is. What can I do, right?
You're not really living until you're covered by Media Matters, Darren.
I haven't made it quite. Hold on. Media Matters, cover me, I'm important.
You're gonna make it after all.
I have a thing, like remember, okay, the January 6th, right? They'll never let you forget that. Oh my God. Remember January 6th?
Right? Yeah. But, I was there.
So it's interesting to see how that whole Fed sweep of everybody who just happened to be there, happened to be in town that day. You know, I think that kind of shook up some people. But yeah, I think that's why, like, since that happened, you see a lot of people not pushing back on things that they know are just wrong. You know what I mean? Because of the headache that comes afterwards.
It is exactly because of the headache. Sorry, there's a lot of people in the CDM chat like, where's the show? And I don't know, guys. I can't fix it from where I'm at. But we are streaming on other locations as well. So I'm going to drop a link in that chat.
David's dog spot says his TV has been off for 3 days. He's like, thanks for filling me in. Chris Cross said, I don't see the show at all. No sound, no pick of that. Oh, you don't see the show?
That's because it's, I think he's on the CDM.
Oh, he's on the CDM.
Stream,
okay.
And it's not up. So I'm going to just grab the other link real quick and
gotcha.
Drop it in the CDM chat so we can get those people over here in the audience. And then we'll talk about how everybody is being censored. Sharing.
Yeah. Can't share the guy's testicles. Don't share the testicles. You get a copyright strike. This is where we are, folks. Welcome to the wacky Western world.
Yeah. So this is the really interesting. All the usual suspects accounts are being censored. Olympics opening ceremony features dancing drag queens and bizarre symbology. Several X accounts that posted videos and or screenshots about the absurdities of the Olympics opening ceremonies have been hit with Digital Millennium Copyright Act complaints enforced by Elon Musk's social media platform. Quote, your account has been locked because X received a complaint, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA notice, for content posted to your account. Under the DMCA, copyright owners can notify X claiming that a user has infringed upon their copyright works. Upon receipt of a valid DMCA notice, X will remove the identified material.
Well, Clown World's not suspended anymore. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was.
Yeah.
And we had, this is a notice of what we just read. Now they're now targeting anyone who dared to complain about the blasphemous woke agenda during the Olympics opening ceremony. And this is true. I mean, what? You're going to have some dude with his nuts out at the Last Supper table on live TV for what is supposed to be a family friendly event and then ban anyone who talks about it?
That's right. Yeah. I mean,
what is that? It's very Orwell.
Yeah.
So apparently it's this Athletia Sports that's making all the complaints. A lot of people have mentioned. See, we've got MJ Truth Ultra, 9mm SMG. And then we already played that. That's the, again, if you missed it at the top of the show. This over here with the green arrow, that's the dude's nut that's hanging out. Here's a close up of it. All right, we're moving on.
You got a close up of his testicles.
It's, you can't make this stuff up. It's like, it's we're disturbing.
We're living in some very strange times.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thunk? Somebody sat down and they spoke about this before they did. And whose brain is so out there that they said, you know what? That's a great idea.
They're all controlled by demons. So the demons are the ones making the decisions.
Oh, there you go.
it's communism and demons, Darren. Come on, keep up.
Democinism and demons.
Demachianism just took on a whole other layer to it now.
Demonic Demachianism, that's what it is. Got it.
Oh, right. Demachianism. For normies, it's democracy and communism. But when you go down the rabbit hole, it's demons and communism.
Demons and communism. Yeah. It sounds like a RPG game or something. Yeah. Like World of Warcraft, demons.
Makes note. All right, so we've got, so here's the thing about the Olympics is I love the Olympics. In 1996 in Atlanta, I was at the Olympics. I was at the track and field finals, jumping up and down in the stands when Michael Johnson won the gold medal in the 200 or the 400. He won both. He was the first guy to do that. But USA, USA, so good. Hugging strangers. We're all one people in one nation. And they want to take it from us. And I think they want to turn us off to the entirety of, you know, the sport of it all by, you know, making us so disgusted and horrified with their opening ceremonies that you're not going to cheer for Team USA. You're just going to turn the whole thing off. And maybe that's the right thing, but I don't want that. Olympic athletes work, you know, their whole lives to achieve that moment where they get a chance to compete against the rest of the world and, you know, go for the medal. And I what's wrong? Like, I
look at it like this. There's plenty of, There's a way to like get away from like who controls the Olympics? Like, is it what company is it? What organization handles
the media of it? Or yeah,
like not even just the media of it, just the organization, the organizing of it, period.
So there's the International Olympic Committee, and then it's right. federated in that there are national Olympic committees. So this came up actually. There's Van der Veeden. He's a Dutch volleyball player and he's a convicted pedophile. He was convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl in London. Jesus. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison, not castration or death, which is weird, but he was sentenced to 4 years in prison and was released after one to his home country. They put him in jail for a month and then he got out and now he's at the Olympics competing. And the International Olympic Committee was like, it's up to the Dutch. There's nothing we can do. So, I mean, that's encouraging to me because I think centralized global power is a terrible idea, but right. even over the Olympics, our U.S. Olympics, you know, committee headquarters is here in Colorado Springs.
Really?
It is Olympic City. Yeah, it's very cool. My son played a hockey tournament on the practice ice down there once.
How was it?
Nice? Very cool. Not as cool as doing it at the Air Force Academy, though. That was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's time. I guess we're gonna have to come up with some alternatives at this point. You know, if this persists.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that, like, you know, going back to the Christian topic about the Olympics is a lot of those athletes are walking with the Holy Spirit. It's not like God's not there. And right. people are trying to mock God, and God won't be mocked, but you're allowing yourself to get twirled up in an obvious op if you're super angry about it. I don't know. Not the dude with his balls hanging out at the Last Supper. Righteous anger on that. But like, you know, I'm not going to watch gymnastics because, you know, the opening ceremony was a tribute to Lucifer. I guess that's a viable choice. But I mean, the gymnasts aren't all Luciferian, I don't think. God, what if they are? What if it's like NASA and everybody's in on it?
Oh my goodness.
All right, we're How off did you the rails these gold early medals? Today.
The power of Satan. Oh my goodness. How did you make it this far?
The power of Satan.
Like Jesus. What are we doing out here? Like, what is going on?
Do you remember that Bob Dylan interview where he basically talked about being at the crossroads and making a deal to sell his soul to Satan? Do you remember that?
I mean, no, I haven't seen that interview, but I've seen plenty of rappers interviews saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a real thing.
I mean, shoot, Cardi B was just crying about it.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is that, you know, people like you and I have been screaming that everything is Luciferian for years now, but yeah. other people are saying it now for the first time, well, right? Because did you see the Olympic open ceremony had satanic symbolism?
I mean, I thought it was crazy, but I was like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not
surprised. It's expected.
Yeah, yeah. I've been saying this type of stuff for, I don't know, like when I was saying this about, you know, 15... maybe 20 years ago, people thought I was insane.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So this is
I've been around the music industry, so I've seen it. I've already seen how.
Watch me spin this. So, Darren, it's a good thing that the Olympic Open ceremony was a Luciferian tribute festival because more.
Luciferian!
I don't like it when we do that.
As long as it's pyro, they say to in pyro.
Because. It is so obvious now. It is so obvious now that maybe people will actually wake up.
Special effects and Luciferian practices. Go
here, public service announcement. If you are just waking up to the fact that everything is satanic,
you late to the party.
I would encourage you to go back and watch every Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
And all Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and check out the maps of the city of London, Washington, D.C., and the Vatican. Aerial land maps.
Yeah, the Vatican. Good start. I went to the Vatican. It was very mad weird. Mad weird. Like,
I haven't been to the Vatican.
You ain't. It's you know what it is? People get so gassed up by the architecture and the artwork and ceilings and all that, but like if you really pay attention, it's pretty creepy. It's hella creepy, you know?
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna move on from the Olympics. As I was coming up to do the show, swimming was on because it's my husband's birthday and my husband sports is his thing and the Olympics is his Olympics.
What did he think about the intro?
Oh, he was at work when it was, you know, playing live. So he just saw like clips and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's French Satanism. It's fine. So we're going to move on because all of the Colorado, the usual Colorado communist suspects have endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
It's French Satanism. It's okay.
What's expect? I mean, did you have high expectations for the thing to not be a shit show? It's not just the Olympics and therefore going to be a spectacle, but it's also French.
Right.
They have no boundaries.
They wrote
like,
you're right.
All right. So all the usual suspects in Colorado have endorsed Kamala Harris, and I am struggling.
No way.
I know, it's shocking. It's super shocking. I am struggling to figure out how people are still believing any of this. Politico, the election has been totally upended. Here's what the polls show. It's clear the presidential contest has reshuffled. Sure. Okay, guys. The polls are in after a chaotic few weeks in the 2024 presidential election, and they point to a new hyper-competitive race.
Stop it.
What do you think? You think that's real?
I think after the DNC, after this, after their little prom, she's gonna fall off a cliff. Like her, it's over.
Is she gonna go paddleboarding? Many options on the table. Hillary's waiting in the wings, so you know anything could happen.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're right. Yeah. But right now, let me tell you something. If they were to pull that stunt, you're gonna literally watch a red wave for the next 20 years.
So you remember you and I were in a black Twitter space five, six days ago, something. And I was being educated, and I'm so grateful for it, on how Kamala Harris isn't black.
No, she's certainly not.
You remember the conversation, right? Because the conversation we were having was how even black people in power don't have power. This was the argument being said
that
to me.
Argument,
not
yeah,
not an argument that I was making. Argument being said to me, and I brought up
the guy power was making.
And I brought up Kamala Harris, and how she was the DA and then the AG and then a senator, and now she's, you know, the candidate for president. But certainly when she was the DA and the AG, she had power. And yeah. Power in this group was defined as the ability to create change and manage and administrate change, basically like the invisible hand kind of power, I think, is where they were going. So the record, her record as DA and AG points to her having access to power. And when it came to, you know, the black females on the Supreme Court, I was told they were props. When it came to Fannie Willis, I was told she was a prop. When it came to Kamala Harris, I was told she wasn't black.
I mean, I mean, I think the whole country's being blackfished right now.
Did you say blackfished?
Like, I said blackfished, yeah.
What is that?
Like you see catfished? Like, you know the term catfish? When you go out on a date and a girl shows up and she doesn't look like her picture? Or it's not
that. Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, I call it blackfish. Cause she ain't
okay.
Black. Yeah, you're being fooled.
Well, so the so the black women have said that, and I don't know that, you know, the three black women I heard this say speak for all black women, right? Of course not. But you know, we're gonna burn the country down if you don't, if you pass over Kamala and go to somebody else.
Yeah, they said that on Stephen A. Smith's show.
And the black men are like, you ain't black.
let me tell you how this is gonna go. You ready?
Okay.
All right, let me break this down for you. Okay, this is gonna be very, very simple. So this is how it's gonna go. Stacey Abrams lost in Atlanta or Georgia
multiple times. Yeah.
She got her head bit.
She didn't only lose an election; she lost in court too.
Yeah. So what they did was, because she lost. I remember the last time she was running, this past time she ran. What they did was she galvanized all the black women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Black women in Georgia.
And Beto O'Rourke.
And yeah. Hold on. I got a noise for that. Here we go.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. So she rallied up her base, and the goal was for all these individuals to go out and you know, pump up the, get the black people enthused and so on and so forth, right? You had a lot of black men that was like, F that, we not with it. She has no plan. There's nothing that she's talking about that's going to benefit us. So we're either going to sit this one out or we're not voting for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had sisters that got pissed off at black men and blame her loss on black men. Right.
Oh, right.
If Kamala loses, that's the plan here. The plan here is to blame black men for Kamala's L. Wow. I'm telling you, mark my words on this very
No,
day,
I don't think you're wrong. I think
that's
you're
probably
think you're
going to go.
Bookmark this, everyone.
Go. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. We are going to take a quick break and pay the bills on the show, but when we come back, we've got L. Todd Wood, the founder of CDM Media, and we're going to be talking about independent journalism. We'll be right back, guys.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what's what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It mm-hmm. includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And mm-hmm. importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a mm-hmm. way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Mm-hmm. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits mm-hmm. available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace mm-hmm. everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually. And keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you. If we have a financial crisis, one of the things you're going to want to be able to do is to barter and to buy goods and services, obviously. And if you're out of dollars, or the ATM's down, or you're locked down, or you need a way to pay for something, and maybe the current financial system just doesn't exist, check out these prepper bars. They break into little pieces, different grams of silver or gold, and you can carry them in your wallet, break a piece off to pay for whatever you need at the time. It's a fantastic idea. They're sold at cdmbar.com. Check it out and get some prepper bars and be ready. Thanks.
And we're back.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
All right. Those prepper bars are so cool. I'm definitely definitely getting those. I think that's such a great idea. So we are joined by the head of the big boss at CDM Media here. We've got Mr. Todd Wood. How are you doing today?
Hey, great. And this show is kicking butt. I'm looking at it right now. It's got almost 300 people watching right now. That's pretty cool.
I love it. Love to see it.
The problem is we couldn't. I don't think we got it on the CDM stream.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. And let's talk about that, because you know we've been deplatformed. We've been really repressed in a lot of ways. Our emails don't get to people, and now you know our Rumble's not streaming. So who the heck knows what's going on? But we pitched a fit already today to try to fix that.
I tell you what, Ty, you want to take a guess? Go ahead. Who did it?
I think we're being repressed by the deep state, put it that way.
Can I guess?
Multiple ways. Yeah, go ahead.
I need my lead-in tune.
Oh, you need it? Oh, you need to start it over? Okay.
Yeah. It's communism. You should have seen it coming, Darren. So I think that's a great way to kick off our discussion here, is the deplatforming. We were just covering how people that were sharing imagery from the Luciferian Olympic ceremony were banned. Your copyright infringement. It's the Olympics. You don't get to have the rights to the Olympics and then prevent people from sharing it. And
you can share pretty much everything else in the world, but not the Olympics. Like, really?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. But hey,
it is. Talk a little bit, Todd, about what the plan and vision is for CDM. What are we doing?
Yeah. Here? So, just to give people the background, you know, I was with the Washington Times and I had done a lot of work in Eastern Europe, and I realized nobody knew what the hell's going on there at all. So I started my first site over there, and we kind of went to the Middle East, and then we realized it needed to be something bigger. And so we started CDM in the US and we got papers all around the country, like the Colorado Free Press. And so everything feeds into that. It's like the mothership, if you will. So CDM.press is where it all happens, but we were deplatformed. I mean, within a period of weeks after reporting on Ukraine, what Biden was doing over there in 19 and 20, we lost 8 Twitter accounts, Facebook, MailChimp, LinkedIn, Patreon, PayPal, Stripe, CJ affiliate. I mean, and I'm leaving some out, right? So, I mean, we got hammered, and it's taken us a while to rebuild, and we're building back on X. So thank you for everybody for doing that. But, you know, we've kind of gone around that and established our own third-party relationships, like we're streaming on, you know, John B. Wells right now and other places that have big audiences. So we're kind of helping each other get around the matrix, if you will. But we just bring the truth. You know, people ask me all the time, if I have a contributor, how long should it be? What should I write about? I'm like, look, all I care about is you add value to the readers. You tell the truth and you tell them what's really going on. And that's, I don't care where it lands. You know, the GOP hates us in Georgia with our Georgia paper because we've outed them over and over. So, you know, I just want people to get good information. I figure you build it, they'll come, right?
Yeah. And so it's, you know, kind of along, I mean, obviously along the same lines of the Colorado Free Press, coloradofreepress.com for folks who are new here. And if you're new to this show, don't judge all of CDM by Darren and I showing up each week to make each other laugh. Because it is actually it's actually real journalists that work there.
We apologize in advance.
Oh, it's all good. You guys bring a great audience.
So, you know, my vision for Colorado Free Press is like local, right? Like, what are the stories that are happening locally? What we don't have the infrastructure to be on the ground reporters, but we can aggregate pretty good and point people to areas where truth and point out where things are ridiculous, where, you know, parts of the narrative are ridiculous, but moving also outside of just the, you know, the politics and the social division, and looking at things that we should all be able to come and align up, you know, around, like hating the government.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that's,
you talk about ridiculous. Do you think the CIA saying today we didn't use MK Ultra to make that guy kill Trump? I mean, I think that means they did then. Exactly said that today.
Yeah. Somebody sent me something. It was very interesting. Since we're talking CIA, I found this post to be very, very, very interesting. It said, I love that the mainstream media position is, yes, the CIA did bad things in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, but nobody was ever prosecuted and there were no reforms. So now they don't do bad things today, you conspiracy theorists.
That is what we're meant to believe.
Exactly.
We were just talking. I know we're getting a little bit off topic, but I want your take on this. We didn't get to the really good parts of this article of how Kamala Harris is super competitive against President Trump, which is really funny. But in this, right, it's the headline is the election is totally upended. It is a newly hyper-competitive race. And we get down in here and it's like 2 points different than what they were telling us it was with Biden before, 2-3 points that it's tightened. Oh my gosh, it's a horse race. What are we going to do? Then you scroll all the way down. Let me find the right poll here. We've got here the New York Times Siena poll is more than three out of four voters are done with Biden. Where is that stat here? Here it is. 78% in Pennsylvania approve of Biden dropping out. Now, 2 weeks ago, the same people were telling us Biden was the only person that could beat President Trump, that he was virile and strong. And yes, he has a lifelong stutter. And how dare you point it out, you bigot. But he's the most qualified. I'm the only guy that can do it. And now they're admitting that, you know, and we're saying 86%, 78%, that one of the poll stats said 3 out of 4 nationally, which is 75%. That all changed because he dropped out, or were they lying before?
Did you see Tara Reid? Tara Reid said, he never stuttered around me.
That's pretty funny.
He didn't stutter, period. Roll tape. This guy's past 50 years are on camera, and this whole stutter thing only became a narrative when he was too retarded to speak during the 2020 primary. And they're like, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just had a lifelong stutter and you guys are making fun of him. And it's like, wait a second. He never did before.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you know, in 22, there was a lot of this crap polling going on where you'd look at the crosstabs and it was like 80% Democrats, 20% Republicans, and somehow the Democrats squeaked it out, right? So we spent a lot of money in 22 on polling with Rich Barris, and we had the most accurate polling. And we actually, I think, impacted the Wisconsin race because Ron Johnson was being shown 5 points down, and then we did an accurate poll and showed him 5 points up, and everybody like switched, and he won the race. So we're going to try to do some more polling as we get closer to the to November and try to out some of this stuff because it's garbage.
Well, leading report said Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries gave the okay to Obama, who then called Biden, informing him that they had VP Harris's approval to invoke the 25th Amendment against him if he did not withdraw from the presidential race. That's according to sources.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Sources close to the matter who only agreed to speak on the condition of anonymity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those guys.
Very, very interesting.
And leading report is wrong like a lot of the time. So yeah, probably. It's like conspiracy theory news.
You guys are kicking butt though, man. I'm really excited about the show. So.
Well, thanks. We are too. We're really, yeah. We're really, you know, we're talking about releasing an album now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm ready. Excuse me. Here we go. Me. Okay. In case you didn't know, this is the Colorado show.
I love the bit at the end.
Pretty good, man.
That's the best part.
Platinum. Ready. We're ready to go.
So I'm going to pull up.
What do you think about Trump starting the rally the other day with 50 Cent? Did you like that?
That was hard. That was hard. I was very, very surprised. Honestly, I heard rumors that 50 was going to show up to the RNC. That was a rumor going around, but you know, Hollywood celebrity, they gotta stay in their lane. They can't get too far out of their lane.
Exactly.
You know.
So I'm pulling up. Go ahead.
Especially when your boss hates Trump. You know, Eminem is not a Trump fan at all. That wouldn't be good.
Eminem is 50 Cent's boss.
Well, he signed him. There was a time when 50 Cent was like Anthrax to East Coast record labels. Like nobody would sign him. They're like, he's either going to jail all the time or he's getting shot. Like he's a liability. So then that's when Eminem and Dr. Dre came and got him. They said, "We'll give you a shot." And it worked out.
So many questions, but that's off topic. So I'm pulling up the mothership here because I want people to realize how many sites we have.
Yeah.
So you want to, I'll scroll through these if you want to kind of touch on them.
Yeah. So military, the Manhattans in Manhattan, of course, CDM Espanol, which we're about to sink some resources into and make it hire some, you know, on-camera talent. The Georgia Records really kicking butt. If you're a military, which is a lot in Colorado, Armed Forces Press. Tsarism is our first site we started in Eastern Europe. It really covers the former Soviet Union, the Balkans. Miami Independent is really kicking butt in Florida, too. So really proud of that. The Connecticut's got all the commies freaked out in Connecticut. They actually reported us to the police. I'm serious. They reported us to the police for threatening behavior, for like telling the truth
you're
on what's
me.
Going on. No, I'm not kidding. And so, and then... We have a site in Israel, Montana, and the Eastern Gazette is in Maryland. So we're growing, but you can get access to all these sites with our no-ad subscription, $10 a month. You don't get served any ads. So check that out.
Yeah, it's really great content. What I love that I've been seeing the Connecticut Sentinel and the Georgia Record showing up from and other people sharing articles to me
all
from, and that's, yeah, it's great. Cause this is, you know, where we are a startup. We are real people. We don't use AI. We don't, you know, so it's you
one
know,
of our rules, no AI, yeah, human yeah. report, humans only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's cool to see it starting to take off. And you know, I remember it was like mid to late 2020 or early 2021, there was a big push by Chinese investment companies to buy up local papers.
Yep.
And they bought the one here in Castellock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
money
so
does that guy have,
hey man, when you can print it, send it to Ukraine and then get it back, it's all good.
Yeah. Dude, you've been to the Vatican.
Yeah, you're right.
So you know, the idea that, you know, as Americans we're gonna reclaim the institutions of journalism, the reason I have to believe, and I know a lot of journalists that work for leftist outlets, they would never admit that they talk to me, but they do.
Yeah.
Really? And they don't, you know, necessarily want to report the corporate view on everything. But that's what their incentive structure is at their job, and if they'll lose their job.
They've told you this.
In so many words. Yeah. I did have with a Colorado editor of one of the dailies out here, I had a conversation about funding and incentive structures. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it sucks, but not every person is like, I'm going to, you know, sacrifice my livelihood and stand on this hill of freedom. It's quite rare for that to happen. So
it is rare. It is rare.
I think independent journalism is probably their biggest fear. Like the way Twitter is, like, or X is now, it's funny because it's not perfect, but the fact that it's free. It's freer than it was.
That's true.
And that right there is a problem for them.
Impact of community notes. Like Kamala Harris being community noted, President Biden, also known as SCROTUS, so-called ruler of the U.S., he's been community noted. This is markedly different than the run-up to the 2020 Indeed. Election, where it was more like what we saw at the Olympics, right? You step out of line, banhammer, you're gone. Now you're relegated to the bowels of Telegram, you know,
where all the base people are. The only outlet, only source of information people had was Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid and Fauci. That was it.
True.
I was back when I was working in corporate America, the first person that I ever met in the wild that actually, Rachel Maddow was a meme to me, right? Like I would see clips of her being ridiculous and hilarious. And then at one point I was in a new client with a new team and in a heated debate about something having to do with President Trump, probably Russiagate, because that was around the time. Right. And I'm like, where are you getting your information? What is it? He's like, Rachel Maddow. And I was stunned. I was like, oh my God, like you, really? The virus just stops. It just stops. Get the vaccine, the virus stops and it can't come near you any longer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, I gotta give it.
Not something I want to know. Oh, all right, Todd. So, what else do folks need to know about CDM and where?
Help us out on our social media. Like Colorado Free Press on X needs to gain 1 million followers, and you know, just put us in your daily scan. You know, everybody has their favorite news spot. I guarantee you, if you go to CDM.press every day, you will learn something that you won't see anywhere else, and you'll get content you won't see anywhere else. We try to cover all the big stories, and we can't get everything, but it's definitely unique and real and truthful, and we're not going to lie to you. So I'll leave it at that.
And where can people follow you on X?
L Todd, actually it's real ltoddwood.com. If you go to ltoddwood.com, some dude, like, cause I got kicked off X like in 19 or 20, right? I lost 200,000 followers or Twitter at the time. And so some guy came in and got my handle. So if you go to L Todd Wood without the real in front of it, it's like some funky, you know, face where they, it's like the
oh, I gotta
it's
see
like
this.
The screen, you know, it's kind of weird. So anyway, so yeah, real ltoddwood.com.
All righty. Oh, yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, man. Ciao. Take
care. Have a good one.
All right. So we were going to talk about the Colorado champions of the world of the Olympics. I think we're running out of time for that because I do want to talk briefly about the ballot measures. And I know that's not as fun, guys, but you know what?
I mean, sometimes you gotta mix the medicine with the sugar.
Exactly. You know? Spoonful of medicine sugar. Helps the sugar go down in the case of this show.
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine.
The medicine go down. All right. So we wrote back in June. It was actually published on my birthday. We had the Colorado ballot measures on Colorado Free Press, kind of looking at what's the landscape. This was early on in the signature gathering process, or, you know, at least the last leg of the signature gathering process. This Colorado ballot in November is expected to be a book. There are so many ballot measures already approved. Voters could be weighing in on more than a dozen statewide proposals in the next election. And you guys know how they do ballot measures, right? It's like the most confusing thing. So generally what it sounds like, if you like it, you should vote against it. If you don't like it, you should vote for it, because they phrase them in a way to trick you. This year, I don't know if they've made it yet with a number of signatures, but ranked choice voting, jungle primaries, abolishing caucus, all that stuff is on the ballot. But let's see what Westward has to say are the four new ones that are about to make the ballot as well. The ballot Colorado's will face this November keeps getting longer. Four initiatives may soon be added to the list. The organizers behind three ballot measure proposals say they submitted the required petition signatures to qualify for the ballot this week, ahead of the July 25th deadline. Earlier this month, supporters of a measure to prohibit trophy hunting of big cats also turned in their petition signatures. All four initiatives are now awaiting confirmation from the Colorado Secretary of State's office that those signatures pass muster. If the signatures are certified, these four initiatives will join the two citizen-initiated measures that have already made the ballot. It's enshrining the right to abortion in the state constitution. So if you don't want to be struck by lightning in this state, we should, you know, bounce pretty soon. The constitutional amendment and economic impact statements with questions on ballot measures. Previously qualified for the ballot, but was withdrawn in May. Five more were sent to the ballot by state lawmakers. Proposals to let the state keep all sports betting tax revenue. Like when they brought in sports betting, and I don't remember exactly, but I'm sure that it was, we're going to use the taxes to fund schools and, you know, buy puppies and paint rainbows in the sky, like they did with the marijuana stuff. And then they're like, let us keep all your taxes. and then the schools are worse than ever. And there's rainbows in the sky. And the Sarah McLaughlin will tell you about the puppies. So we've got,
is that the arms of the angel girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the arms of an angel.
Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll workshop that one a little more. So these are the ones that they passed through law that they are, you know, attempting to impact, putting before the voters. The sports betting thing. Oh, this one's to fund water projects. Tax revenue to fund water projects. What if all the water projects are funded? What do you do then? Oh, we pocket it.
We pocket it, yeah.
Also, all water projects have been cut. taxes, a new tax on guns and ammo purchases, removing the ban on same-sex marriage from Colorado's constitution, adjusting certain election filing deadlines, and I think they're making them more expansive. It's been a while since I read that one. And letting judges deny people charged with first bail to people charged with first degree murder. That last one is kind of funny because it is the accidental consequence, right? Unforeseen consequence, unintended consequence of a criminal justice reform effort. Let's pull it up and read it, because I don't want to summarize it from memory when we have it right here. All right. Creating an exception to the right to bail for cases of murder in the first degree when proof is evident or presumption is great. So they passed this law about right to bail and then realized that they had taken away the court and the law enforcement's ability to keep like dangerous murderers off the streets and in prison. So they have to go back and clean up the mess, which is just the most perfect example of government ever.
Insane.
Yeah.
Gotta love
it. You have to. I told you earlier, man. Memeing the apocalypse is a hero's journey, and I think we should lean into it. I really do.
It's a slow burn. It's diet apocalypse.
Oh, I like it. Apocalypse zero.
Here we go.
Splenda.
I got you. Apocalypse with stevia.
Apocalypse Zero now with stevia. Yeah, I mean, so you know what you do want to have in the apocalypse? Really soft skin.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, give it up for
Put your hands together for Ashy Cochran.
Not anymore. I was ashy, but not anymore because I have rainfall.
Now she's classy.
I'm classy. So epicminerals.net is America-made, locally sourced, all natural skincare and, you know, kind of supplemental products company. We're big fans of them on this show. And Rainfall is a aloe-based moisturizer. It kind of acts as a sluffer and makes all the dead skin fall off. So hence not ashy anymore. Now I'm just Cochran. That didn't come out right. It's not. Let's roll it back.
All right. Here we go.
We have the Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. That is what I need more of it. Actually, I'm almost out. It's what I use on my face.
Body butter. It's true. All about the body butter. Mm-hmm. The body butter.
That was a really good one.
That last note was rough.
Yeah. No, it was perfect. So we have, this is the, what I call the Happy Hippie Body Wash. They call it the Clean Hippie Hand and Body Wash. Happy Hippie is happier. And, we love it. It's patchouli and lime scented. And it also has so this is a wash, right? You wash yourself, rinse yourself off, and then you have like a very subtle lingering scent, which apparently repels insects. So your product is doing like double duty, which is cool. We have got artisan soaps. We have the Zeolite Extra, which binds to heavy metals. Is that right here? Let me get to the right page.
Okay, hold on. You know what? That's it. Epic Minerals. Hi, my name is Darren. Can you send me some cool things, please? That'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah, we'll make it. We'll make it happen. I thought it already had. To be honest,
I'm on the verge of being ousted by Media Matters. I'm important.
That's when it really starts to get good. Vitamin C serum for dark spots, scalp and body serum, which has a great effects on eczema and seborrhea. Firsthand experience with all these products. I push these products so hard because I use them and they have really changed my relationship with my skin. I don't buy hundreds of dollars of corporate slop and all of the chemicals that's in it and the fragrance and all that kind of stuff. I don't touch it anymore. And epicminerals.net, if you decide to patronize epicminerals.net, use promo code ASH, A-S-H-E, and you'll be supporting Darren and I.
Just say, you'd be supporting D and me.
That's good. You'd be supporting D and me and this show. And keeping us on the air, which, you know, may or may not be an objective of yours. If you're it's your first show, we do this every week.
Yes. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
It's good fun, though. I love it. So what do you got going on this week? School? How's school? Are you doing well in school?
Yeah, I got a 4.0.
Right on.
I got a 4.0, but I would definitely be covering
my dog.
Since you used to be in tech, I would definitely come to you for some job advice.
I can help you with the pitch. I could introduce you to people too. Just don't tell them you know me because, you know, my character was assassinated a few years ago.
These evil people.
Yeah, they're dicks. So, that's the show we have for you guys today. And we will be back here next Sunday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time to talk about, you know, things tangentially related to Colorado and basically, you know, whatever the most ridiculous things are, we're going to laugh at them. And that's the concept of the show, which I think is going well. It's very fun. And what else? ColoradoFreePress.com. Check it out. I actually need to go update the link because it's pointing to the Rumble. The one Rumbles of all the locations, the website is pointing to the one location that didn't stream. So that's fun. But we'll fix it. And we're getting ready to redesign, actually in the middle of redesigning the Colorado Free Press homepage. So that, stay tuned for that. We'll hopefully be, maybe be able to show that next week on the show. But I will be back over on Badlands Media in an hour at 6 p.m. Eastern for Culture of Change with my co-host Abs. We're talking about kind of all things Olympic and emotional reactions and change management, globalism, and all the things. So tune in to that at Rumble on Badlands Media, and follow Darren on X at MookumX.
Moo.
Moo.
Shout out to the Pocket Cows.
Shout out to the Pocket Cows. I'm like one of you now.
Yes, you are. Okay. Welcome to the game. Welcome to the herd. You heard?
Moo. Love it. And you can follow me at Ash in America, A-S-H-E in America. And that is the show. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.